Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The strippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the return of Who Sucks Less. Right after emails on our question, who snuck or broke into what? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola.
All right, so like everybody else, I did my stupid thing in high school. I was at Hemp Fest, and friends of mine were trying to get some money because we found some pop brownies to purchase. And it was the last day of Hemp Fest, so all the ATMs there were drained. So I had to leave Hemp Fest to go find an ATM. Ended up walking really far away, across the tracks, train tracks there. By the time I returned with the cash, a freight train was coming, all sorts of slow-like, and me, being the impatient kid that I was, decided that I could climb aboard this train and climb through it and jump off the other side, which I did successfully, and I, hit the ground and was like, well, it was really, really easy. Pretty quickly did I get tackled by a cop who just drove me into the ground and started dragging me to his car. And luckily for me, all the stoners rallied around, not really understanding what I had just done, started screaming at this cop to let this poor kid go. And cop turned to me and said, well, it is your lucky day. And
it's your lucky day because you didn't get your foot run over and cut off right. By a train. Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. I have felt your pain before at that Merle Edwards intersection there by the old Spaghetti Warehouse. Where you're like, how long is this thing?
I begin to wonder if the train is just going in one big circle.
And then,
have I seen that car before?
And can I be honest with you? The one thing that really, if you are a train engineer out there, if you're in the train yard, I just want you to know, as far as just the general human population is concerned, maybe I speak for some, maybe I don't, but either way, this is my opinion. If I have to wait there for 10, 15 minutes for your train, and it's 2 miles, mile and a half long, you better have a caboose on it. Because at the end, I want to see the caboose. I've waited 15 minutes.
What happened to the caboose?
You pull a train, and it's got no caboose on it. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but those days are over. You don't see a lot of caboose.
That's what I'm saying. As a kid,
that's what you waited for.
I want to see the engine.
I don't know why.
I want to see the caboose. You know what I'm saying?
Now I'm both like, ladies and
it's always a disappointment.
There's two engines.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah, right. Like, why are you pulling an engine, huh? Where's the caboose?
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
because they fire up the other side and just turn around that way. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when they...
I know, but keep doing that. I think that's called docking.
Hey, Ted, by the way, a comment came in that says, tell Ted that Jim Zorn was the Seahawks Russell Wilson of the 70s and 80s, not just the Dragons coach. I know you didn't know that, so this person wanted me to pass that along to you.
He played in the league.
Played in the NFL, even. Yeah.
Huh. Did he coach anywhere else?
Oh, no. Maybe some weak NFL gig in the nation's capital or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
he's known as the Dragons head coach.
That was early on. I mean, you want to talk about, think about that, man. You know, you got Zorn dropping back, and if Largent isn't open, he's checking down to Rabel. Those are the days.
Mr. Rabel. Hello, Kathy. Welcome to the men's room.
Who is fast, man?
Hello.
Hola.
I've got a great story of trespassing. We all know, as general knowledge, that Tom Petty's house was burned by arson in May of 1987. So later that summer, I was living in Beverly Hills with a friend of mine, and we went to buy one of those map of the movie star homes, and I paid the guy to give us the address for the house. So we went and drove up into Encino, parked on the street, walked up the long driveway, and of course there was nothing there but the foundation, and the garage was still there. But we're thrilled because we're super, super fans. And so we're sitting there and, you know, looking around, and the neighbor lady let out her dogs, two gigantic German shepherds. So we laid down very, very quietly and buried ourselves in the ivy and just didn't move, didn't breathe, didn't do anything. And about 25 minutes later, she called her dogs in, and we ran from the property, but it was the most thrilling thing in the world.
Did she yell at you, don't come around here no more?
Oh, she probably should have, but if that was a lesson, I don't think I'll ever do that again.
What, to the burned out house of a celebrity? Like, how was that even exciting at that point?
Don't do me like that.
It was super exciting. We're super fans still to this day, and it was very thrilling. I have all of my photos in my photo album, and just got them out the other day and looked at them. It was really fun.
You said you hit among the wildflowers?
Sorry, it was just ivy. Oh. Wildflowers would have been better, I guess.
Gotcha. You're living like a refugee.
We certainly were. It was fun. I lived in this crazy house in Beverly Hills with these kids who had a band, and Jacob Dylan used to come over and hang out and play in the band with these kids. It was a lot of fun. It was a great summer.
Let me ask you this. Are there any drugs you have not done? You sound like someone I would have hung out with in 87 and gotten into a lot of trouble with.
You know, I was a straight kid. I was only 20 years old. I didn't do drugs or drink or smoke or anything. I was a pretty straight kid.
Oh, you got lucky. You didn't get arrested.
Very lucky. Now, you know, when you're 20, you don't think things like, you just don't even think of it. But yeah, I can imagine calling my mother back in Oregon and saying, I'm in jail in Encino.
Because I went to Tom Petty's burned out house.
Smoke weed.
It was almost attacked by two big German shepherds.
Yeah, there's only one headlight.
Ooh, that was a wallflower joke.
Get in there!
Look out! All that Tom Petty, then you snuck a wallflower joke in. That was amazing.
That was like a secret attack, man.
It really was. Yeah.
I snuck him. Got hit with a Petty. Snork!
Who snork or broke into what? 844-9990.
God, I'm going to get drunk this weekend and just keep yelling that.
Oh, I know.
Snork!
Hello, Brent. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Mitch. Hola.
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 How you doing, guys?
Doing great, brother. How are you?
I'm all right. So anyways, I was framing some houses over in Japan, mid to late 90s, regular American-style homes over there, and wasn't much to do, don't know the country very well, so spent a lot of time working, at home drinking, down at the local bar drinking, and we got this crazy idea one night. I can't remember exactly how we even found out about the school. But we had this crazy idea one night. We're just going to get on our bicycles and ride around town and go check this this school out that had an equipment room out in the playground.
All right.
with a huge pool built in on top of it.
So you must break into it.
What's that?
So you have to break into it, of course.
Well, you got into getting into the playground area was there wasn't any gates or anything. You know, but the pool area, there was like a set of steps that went alongside and up to the top. The equipment room just had, you know, the balls and the bats for all the kids. But it was a small fence, so it was easy to climb over. Anyways, a bunch of us decide to jump in this pool. You know what? I'm sorry. I have to back up a little bit. On our way to the school, we stole this guy's dog from his front porch.
Okay, yeah, back up.
Include that.
Yeah, that's important.
Sorry about detail.
All right.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I had to back up just a little bit more. We had rode bicycles from where we lived, the apartments we lived at, to the job. And every day we drove by this one house that had this beautiful yellow lab in a cage on the front porch. And that's all. We never saw it out playing in the fence, in the yard or anything. It was always in the cage. So that night, my buddy Dave got this great idea. I'm going to go get JC. So he goes and basically steals the dog at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we take it with us to the pool.
Took it out of the veal pen.
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Anyways, we take the dog with us to go break into this pool and, you know, swim around in the swimming pool. It was, you know, I don't know, drunk and bored. But the dog jumped in, had a great old time.
Oh, I figure, man.
Yeah, it was amazing because I didn't know if it was going to jump in or not. It was like always in the cage.
It's a yellow lab.
That's all they do, man. They love that stuff. That reminds me of the last time that I
hope they took it out of the cage.
This
first.
Is great. The last time that I went.
And, he likes to swim.
It's a sad ending to that story.
The last time I went. The last time that I went and stayed with my uncle. My uncle has a pool in the backyard.
Yeah.
We were going someplace. I don't know if we were going to make a quick trip to the grocery store or where we needed to run and get something, but we jump into his truck, and as we're leaving the property, he forgets something. I don't know what the hell he forgot. We had to turn around. We had to go back home. We were not probably gone for more than 3 or 4 minutes from his house.
Mm-hmm.
Take a turn, come back around, come back into the home, and as soon as we're pulling in the driveway, we see the neighbors running back across to their yard with these huge ass beach towels. You know what I mean?
And are these adult neighbors?
Oh, yeah. And apparently, my uncle, who has somewhat of a relationship, they had a disagreement about something from them. He doesn't know what it was, whatever. But they haven't really been as very, very cordial. But there's this trail of wet feet and all this stuff that's headed out, like, straight to their backyard. You know, we get there and, like, I'm like, do your neighbors sneak in and swim in your pool when you're not home? He's like, apparently they do.
Oh, he just found out.
Oh, he didn't know either. Yeah, it was like, oh,
that
wow.
Seems really gutsy. You don't know how long you're leaving for.
Yeah, but exactly. It's also, it's creepy because you're waiting for these people. That means he's watching you to see when you leave.
And not only that, but my uncle's like, look, they could just swim in my pool. All they have to do is come over and say, hey, can we take a swim in your pool? I don't care. You know what I mean? It's not like a big deal for me. But I was like, but these people, this is a senior living neighborhood. These aren't like two 20-year-olds running over. It's like a 65-year-old woman and like a 70-year-old man trying to hustle it out of the pool before he shows up.
I gotta wonder what that disagreement was.
They had to feel like rebels. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Let's go sneak into the neighbor's pool. All right.
He's coming back.
Then we'll have a night of fornication.
And when you call it a fornication, you know it's going to be steaming.
Hey, like, if I was in a retirement community, I'd hang out exclusively in the pool. I've seen Cocoon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. That's all I need to know.
I'm just waiting. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, who snuck or broke into what? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at MensRoomLive.com.
You've got mail.
I'm going to read you a couple of entertaining ones from our question today. Guys, my brother once broke into a country music-themed bar in a mall in Nashville, Tennessee. The mall had a theater in it that stayed open much longer than the other places in the mall. Due to that, the doors were not locked until after the last movie. Well, my brother used this time to walk into the mall and head to the bar nearest the theater. He pried open the gate that was lowered and snuck his way under and into the bar. Once inside, he pulled a guitar off the wall, shot for souvenirs in their gift shop, and then let himself behind the bar and made himself a few drinks. Then a security guard noticed him at that point. Security guard caught my brother sucking the gas out of a whipped cream can. He had multiple liquor bottles lined up and a couple empties laying around him. Security guard yelled at him to come out with his hands up. My brother flicked the guard off and took another hit from the whipped cream can. The actual police were then called at that point, and he got into a bit of trouble. However, the owner of the restaurant was nice enough to drop the charges as long as my brother paid for the damages. That from Tiffany in Shelton.
That's fair.
Yeah. Guys, as a kid, I was a punk, broke into a couple homes, stole juice boxes from one house to share with the entire neighborhood. Broke into a kid's house to steal porn magazines and BB guns. Always got caught. When older, my friends and I once broke into the junior high athletic equipment locker and stole the big pads that they had to let people take hits into. Baseball bats, gloves, broke into the bus depot and stole fire extinguishers. Anything we could get our hands on, sprayed those bad boys everywhere. We stashed this stuff in our clubhouse and all that. We, of course, got caught. When someone rattled on us. Stay safe, guys. Sorry again for the swearing. That from Jeremy.
Dude.
We'll never let it go, Jeremy.
Like, when I was a manager for our basketball team, we were sponsored by Reebok.
All right.
So, like, me and the other dude had keys, and people were always like, let me get some wristbands. We had boxes and boxes with just wristbands, shoes.
Oh, right.
Irised shoes, the answers and the questions.
Oh, yeah. If you're an equipment manager or anything like that, man, you basically can do whatever you want. I mean, as far as you have the keys to the castle, whether it's gray sweatpants, jerseys, you know.
Tracksuits.
Those guys would get drinks. They would get, I mean, you see a bartender going like, he's got our shoes on. And you'd realize that, yes, he does have our shoes on, and those are special order Nikes that, you know.
Yeah, right. The equipment guy, kit guy, somebody hooked him up.
Oh, yeah, bartender's got him on. Guys, and Wobbin, our son Harrison turns 15 today. He's an awesome kid with a great sense of humor. We love seeing the confident young adult he's becoming. So can he get a Vince Neil yelling at Miles and a pep talk from Coach Ted about rocking V-necks and having an amazing coif of hair? Thanks, guys. That from his mom, Rebecca, and Nick.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
I'm digesting.
Whew. Oh, I thought maybe we had some guests. Sorry. All right. You want to talk about V-neck, son? Let me tell you something. You're 15. Rock that V-neck. And next year when you're 16, maybe you'll get a gold chain to go with it. That's how you finish off a proper V-neck look. Coach has a bunch of them. I like them. Black V-necks. You can't go wrong. Ask Hyman Sal.
Ted's
Simon Cowell.
We know. Kymon Sal works.
Kymon Sal.
Kymon Sal.
Snark!
Snark!
And those t-shirts are Von Jarvados that Ted buys exclusively.
Right. At Target.
Guys, today my sister's Sam's birthday.
I buy him at the rack.
I'm hoping to get a shout-out with the Dirty Germans. Love the show. That from Nick Little there.
Yeah, I bet you would like a shout-out. You will be shouting quite a bit tonight when I introduce you to what I call my greasy weasel.
Now it's her sister. It's time for this little family to meet something big.
Yeah, little sister. Well, never mind.
Patello's my big sister.
Oh, my Dirty Germans. Let's just please put some ages on this birthday.
Is 26 today. She's becoming a plumber, but her site got shut down yesterday because of the pandemic. Can she get the Dirty Germans talking about how she should celebrate tonight since she doesn't have to work tomorrow? Thanks, guys. That from her little sister, Casey.
Yeah, you should celebrate by practicing your plumbing skills, and you can snake the place where the poop goes.
Yeah, she's this plumber. I can't imagine she could get any filthier. Maybe take a shower for change.
Yeah, you might like some of the things I offer.
Yeah, and you have no work tomorrow. Drink it up tonight.
Most women scream and call the police, but if you don't mind being around feces, I will be good for you.
Oh, Michelle is my amazing husband, Jordan, kicked cancer this year and made it to his 27th birthday. So if you guys could give him a birthday wish with an original fish sandwich, a Leroy Jenkins, and the Dirty Germans talking about Call of Duty, that would be great. That from the wife, Maddie.
Fish sandwich.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, I don't play video games, but when I have a Call of Duty, it's because I've soiled myself.
Yeah, you know, I've been watching a lot of this Call of Duty. Seems like a lot of running and people shooting badly. But if you get a chance, go on Twitch and follow Moon Drizzler.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's my friend who's also the Moon Shooter.
Yeah. It does not know quite how filthy he sounds.
Have you guys watched anything on Twitch?
No.
I've gotten into it. I watch people play Call of Duty now.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's amazing.
You literally just watch other people play video games.
Well, you know, we watch sports. Right? I mean, if you watch football, it's like, I'm just watching other people play football.
Kind of makes sense.
It sounds pathetic. It really does. But
isn't it basically what society has turned into now as far as being able to communicate with people? Isn't that basically the beginning of that? As far as multiple people, multiple screens, multiple things?
My kid talks to all of his friends, and it's just because they got the headset on Xbox, right?
Yeah.
They talk about everything the kids talk about, but at the same time, they're playing their game. So it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
As dumb as even Steve and I are from a technological standpoint, we always, about 3 or 4 years ago, Twitch would be great for us.
I know.
We were on it then. We were ahead of our time. We're pioneers.
But you don't play games.
No, we were going to do it for radio. Yeah.
We had a whole plan, Ted, and that's why it didn't happen.
Yeah. We didn't follow through.
Yeah.
Hola, Bichola, my badass welder bitch, Annis. Pronounced Annis, as in Annis, gets to celebrate her dirty 30 today. Please give her the dirtiest Germans talking about her love of the behind. That from the lovely Serena.
Yeah, of course someone named Annis likes to see behind, but I want to show Annis my panis.
Yeah, it's Annis. You know, she's much like Miles. She's a fan. It's a caboose.
Yeah. I'm waiting and waiting and waiting.
Are you hoping there'll be somebody on the back waving?
I just hope, I want to see the
crew. Yeah, Shane, thanks for coming through your town.
I know, that's it. Hey,
I'm wearing striped overalls and everything.
You know you're going to wave.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Right. There's no caboose anymore.
Yeah, see, is that a presidential candidate?
Hold out your hands, I'm going to toss jelly beans.
Hola, Bichola, it's my 35th birthday today. Can I get a macho man? Oh, yeah. And the dirty Germans talking about things to do while on lockdown. Thanks. That from the lovely Desiree. Who's got the Macho Man?
Do we have Macho Man? I think we have a Macho Man.
Yeah. We can do Macho Man.
Ooh, yeah! American Chef into a Slim Jim. Yeah. That way I sound the way you're going to sound tonight when I get there. You say, ooh, yeah, brother, put it in.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's just what you will say.
Yeah.
I will show up and you, ooh, yeah.
What you do during quarantine? I macho demand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very Randy and very savage.
Ooh, yeah.
That is when you know I am done.
Yeah, so I've seen
the last sound I make before I fall asleep.
I've seen the TikTok. Everybody's a savage now.
Ooh, yeah.
Bitches, I'm writing myself in a birthday shout-out because I deleted my Facebook, so nobody knows when the hell my birthday is. Is that true? If you're not on Facebook, nobody knows
your
birthday.
These days, for the most...
It just helps to remind you.
Okay.
Everyone will remember it's your birthday today, tomorrow.
Can I get a little advice from Coach Ted on how to make the most of my birthday in quarantine? Thanks, bitches. Keep up the great work. We all need you. That from Jason.
Jason, it's pretty simple. The way things are going, Coach is going to spend one in quarantine as well. Here's the deal. It's not a lot of people, but what there is affordable drinks. 2-for-1 shots, I heard. So get them down, get drunk, hop on Zoom, and let people watch you sleep.
Hola, guys. Today is my friend Alyssa's 36th birthday. Can we get a little Nick Cage and the Dirty German from Ted talking about what they're going to do with her and her soap? That from your creepy neighborhood Ginger.
Oh, my God. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but by the time we're done, there's a good chance that you'll be able to fart bubbles.
Yeah.
And I mean the chimpanzee. I would never do anything weird with soap.
Yeah, it's pretty simple as a soap. It won't be on a rope, so you better pick it up. Soap on a rope. When you were growing up, that seemed so funny.
My parents, we got soap on a rope. My uncle, he bought it for me and my brother. And, it was exciting, but in the end, the soap sucked. It didn't really work, and it was kind of a...
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was just like, oh, my God, it's on a rope.
Soap on a rope.
Guys, please wish our BFF Jennifer in Williamson, New York, an amazing birthday. She thinks she'd like some turtle wax, whether your penis is too small. Have a great day, guys. You rock, and thank you.
Grow up.
Oh, Michelle, this is my husband Dan's 39th birthday today. I just want to send some birthday love in his way, so can you please give him a little dirty German? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Love you, babe. That from Jessica.
Yeah, I like this man, Dan, because when you say his name backwards, it's Nad. You'll be saying much of that tonight.
Yeah, it's Nad.
Nad.
Yeah, he's so smooth.
Yeah, but he's wrinkly.
He's been manscaped.
Yeah, when it gets hot out, he gets taller.
Patolos, this is your favorite Marine over here in the Middle East, taking out the ISIS goat humpers. Enough about them. Listening to your podcast over here, the Men's Room app with a team of hunter killers the last couple of days. You guys have been talking about famous duos besides the obvious one that you keep forgetting about the one duo I'm pretty sure Miles, Steve, and myself grew up with. And that, ladies and gentlemen, we all did or tried. Bartles and James wine coolers. The ladies loved that famous duo in the 80s and 90s. Couldn't get a date unless you grabbed a couple four-packs. He's not kidding.
He is not joking, man.
Anyway, to get to the birthday request today is my teammate Fritz's birthday. The Dirty German is 46, and yes, he is a Dirty German. I've seen a few of the Tater Hogs he's hooked up with. So can I get the Dirty Germans and Wobbin talking about hooking up with Tater Hogs? That would be great. By the way, right now we are in Dubai, enjoying some cold beer and chicken wings. And yes, Miles, even we have an air fryer over here. Get off the fence and get one, or have Steve buy you one for Christmas. Enclosed a picture of Fritz and myself enjoying a toast to the radio greatest radio show on earth. He's the one covered in tattoos like Steve. I'm in the red hat doing the peace sign. Stay safe, everyone, and hurry up and get that COVID-19 virus gone. Sincerely, guys, that from one badass Marine.
Yeah, I love seeing him Fritz because it's often the sound of my finish.
What's this they call that? A tater hog?
A tater hog.
Yeah, a tater hog.
Yeah, I think I wrestled with a tater hog myself.
Yeah, I guess someone's a spud butt.
Now du kannst gerne dein Kartoffelschwein anfassen.
Yeah, I gotta say, too, his one butt, or him, the way his hat is flipped up.
Yeah.
Like your guy that used to be receiver.
Steve Smith, senior.
Yeah, whenever I see a guy wearing a baseball cap that's flipped up, I'm like, that guy's dangerous.
Yeah, there is something about it. They're just letting you know, like, I might be able to kick your ass.
Or they really like Jughead. All the fellas in the lovely Wobbin, today is my brother from another mother's big 50. Mark is retired Air Force, spent many years in McCord, suckling up to a bottle of Men's Room Red before retiring. He also spent several years in Germany, so it's only fitting that for his filthy 50, the Dirty Germans give him a big salute for his service while giving him some advice on how to properly suckle a Men's Room Red. Keep doing what you guys do. Your show is our escape every day. That from Brandon.
Yeah, I'm quite sure he knows how to suckle. But as far as a brother from another mother, tonight you will experience another brother from another mother.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. So I hope you're drinking this out of a bottle. You want to use two hands and just opens his throat.
Oh, and one more. My lovely daughter, my oldest daughter, is 21 years old.
Oh, you're old.
Yeah.
Where's she partying?
21 years old. She is in Bellingham. So I think her and her roommate plan to go to a liquor store and buy some stuff. And I told her just
legally for the first
time. Yeah, I told her buy some Gatorade and buy some ibuprofen for the next day. Do whatever you want tonight.
You know she knows this. Probably like, Dad,
come on, man. I've been doing this
since I was 11. I mean, that's great advice, Dad. Yeah. Thanks.
What's your name, little Dirty German?
Your penis is too small since she is female and doesn't really have a big...
Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrillhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. It's up to us to determine which of these three stories suck the least, as they all suck to some form or fashion. But either way, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. Quick updates here. First of all, someone said, my Macho Man sounds like Macho Louis Armstrong. But more importantly, someone named Annis, and the Dirty Germans said they just want to show Annis their panis. Someone says, Thrill, panis is an actual medical term for the gut.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a lot less exciting. I'm just going to show you my belly.
I got an upset panis.
Wait, I'm sorry, what now? Oh, I got a panis ache. All right, yeah, like you said, as always. Got three stories pulled from the news involving people and things that suck. This week is no different. And this week we have Ryanair, which, what is that? Irish, I believe, the airline. Either way, it's kind of Europe's version of Spirit Air. You're on there because you're broke. Also, we have a sheriff's deputy in North Carolina who, let's just say, maybe his heart was in the right place, but his head firmly was not. And then we have, all thanks to COVID again, we have a confrontation at a Target. But let's start with Ryan Airlines. You remember your school days? This is going to remind you very much of being in school, because among the changes coming to Ryanair, passengers will have to ask to pee. Lining up for any onboard toilet will be prohibited. They plan on restoring about 40% of their flights on July 1st. July 1st. According to a statement they put out, they say toilet access would be made available to individual passengers upon request. This is not going to go well. We already
It's just going to be hard for them to keep up with who's next. Like if somebody cuts in front or whatever, it's like, look,
Now, it's going to lead to disaster, but the good news is this. Ryanair is a terrible airline, so any kind of ensuing chaos is just kind of par for the course. But yes, you'll get to ask if you can pee after spending $400 on a ticket. Now we go to North Carolina, where can I please pee? A sheriff's deputy in North Carolina facing criminal charges after he led a group of armed vigilantes to the wrong home in a search for a missing girl. Jordan Kitta. He worked for the New Hanover Sheriff's Office. He's going to be charged with trespassing and breaking and entering. He led his little militia to the home of Damian Shepard, who's a senior in high school. Well, the group tried unsuccessfully to force its way into his home, but they insisted that he was the guy they were looking for. And he explained, like, I'm not the guy you're looking for. My name is, in fact, Damian. They didn't believe him, in spite of the fact that in the front yard it says, congratulations to Damian on his high school graduation.
Right.
They got it all wrong. They held this guy gunpoint for a while. Obviously, the guy's mom called the other cops. Cops showed up. This cop has been fired. Like I said, I respect the spirit of what you're doing, but you got to go to the right place. And now we have two men that were arrested for assaulting a Target security guard after being asked to leave the store for refusing to wear face masks. The suspects, they are a team of brothers there. When they were confronted for failing to follow the statewide rule to wear their mask in the store, a fight broke out. The fight broke out when they were being escorted out of the store. At that point, they say one of the suspects turned around without provocation and punched the store employee, which caused him to fall to the floor. And when he fell to the floor, he broke his arm. And according to the police, surveillance video of the store captured the suspect, captured the whole thing. They have since been arrested. So these are not the worst people ever. You have Ryanair.
Assault's a pretty big deal, especially when you break someone's arm for no reason. So that sucks pretty bad.
I would agree.
I think the whole idea of a standoff at the wrong home, it's not a good look for the neighborhood. It's not a good look for the guy. He didn't do anything wrong, and they're at the wrong place. It's a real bad look for the sheriff's deputy. But I'm going to go Ryanair sucks the least, unfortunately. I'm not going to fly them. I mean, I'll do everything in my power.
Was that COVID-19 related or just they're just saying in general?
Yeah, COVID-19 related. So
I think that sucks the least. Number one is they have somewhat of a reason. Number two is they always say you're not supposed to hang out in the bathrooms anyhow.
And everyone does. But, you know, that's a good point. You're not really supposed to. They don't really police it. It's not the biggest deal. But
yeah, they're like always don't make a line, but you never know. People do. Look, I sit in the back. I see it all the time.
People got to pee. And
you know what? Hey, I'm back there drunk. Give me the checklist.
Yeah, you can the gatekeeper. And the intercom system. Judy Collins, you can poop now.
Yeah.
In C31B.
We can hear your stomach growling all the way back here.
You have full access to the throne.
Get your dirty butt up here.
Right. Smack continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
In 7 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, are you ready for this? Maskne. Maskne. It's acne that you get from wearing a face mask. It's apparently affecting a lot of people. Dermatologists say that you can prevent it by regularly washing your mask and washing your face before and after you wear one.
You know, like you do with your clothes and body and stuff.
Right.
There's another mask story today out of China about somebody who was running, went about 2.5 miles, and basically didn't get enough oxygen and...
Oh, yeah.
Just fell down, passed out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't run.
All kinds of mask news.
A lot of mask news.
Mask
today.
News.
Maskne. An artist has designed a face mask that has a small hole for a straw.
Doesn't that kind of...
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, a comedian retweeted that and said, this condom has a small hole you can pee through. Good idea.
Fantastic. Just kind of a little one-off here. This is the 15th anniversary of the viral Leroy Jenkins video.
Oh, is it?
I saw that, man.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Man is braver than most of us.
Great clip.
There's been a huge surge in demand for crime scene cleaners from retail stores that want more the most hardcore disinfecting possible.
Not because they're worried about COVID, but because we're killing each other.
Yes.
Yeah, I need some crime scene clean. Don't worry about the... Nah, dog, I got a crime scene at the place.
Mm-hmm.
Man, crime scene cleaner. You know, I would buy that. Like, if you're walking down and says, you know, there's Ajax, here's Lysol, crime scene cleaner. I'm like, that's the stuff.
Oh, not bad.
I mean, honestly, wouldn't you buy it?
Hell yeah. Mexico has created new sanitizing tunnels on the U.S. border, which are kind of like inflatable human car washes that people can stand in to get clean before they cross into the country.
You seen these things?
Huh? No.
No.
It looks like you're walking through a human car wash.
Oh, right.
Except for it doesn't have the spinning brushes and all that stuff. You know what I mean? It's kind of the same idea.
They kind of lock your feet in there and then put you on a track and then
blow you with all this water and stuff.
Really?
And you come out like, all right, I'm showered. Let's rock.
I mean, do you just strip down to your skivvies or do you just go in what you're wearing?
The pictures I saw people were clothed.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Mexico's doing that or we're doing that?
Mexico's doing that, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going in, not coming out.
On the way back, they spray you with herpes.
Right. They just search your trunk.
Oh, yeah. It looks kind of cool.
That's what I said, man. When you go through that thing?
No. Why not?
Right.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, check it out.
I mean, look, it looks like something you'd set up for a kid's birthday, and then I showed up.
I'm wearing that, but I'm going to vacation down in Mexico.
Yeah, but at least when you come back, you get a nice spray.
It's at the border. Typically, you're flying.
It's fair.
You know, unless you're going into Tijuana.
What is it you think you're going there, friend?
I'm just saying, I don't want to walk through a sprinkler in my clothes.
Well, you can just get naked.
Well, maybe you don't want to go on vacation.
There it is. Sacrifices, Ted. We're all doing it. Moving on. It says, did you hear about the ice cream shop in Cape Cod that had to shut down a day after reopening because of unruly customers?
I did. And I've had their ice cream. It's delicious. It's over there.
Does the Smith Family Popcorn have the same problem?
Not right now.
Okay.
All right. It
says the owner started a GoFundMe for a 17-year-old employee who was verbally abused, and people have already donated tens of thousands of dollars for her college fund.
Damn.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to know exactly what happened there. I think they were trying to get people to move back or just give each other space.
They were just telling people to follow the rules so they could open up and serve ice cream.
Right,
and people started getting bitchy and screaming at teenagers.
And people proved why we can't have nice things.
I'm hangry. I'm telling you, that shop is famous and it's awesome.
Yeah?
Summer times, man, back when you could, everybody would hang out outside and chit-chat.
Chit chat.
Play with the invisible
ball. Let's get some ice cream and chit chat.
Not even a parking lot. It's a chit chat lot.
I don't know. That's what my family does.
Nice.
Eat ice cream and chit chat. Shut the hell up.
A 54-year-old man near L.A. was in the hospital for 64 days, and doctors gave him a 1% chance of survival. But he just got discharged the other day, and the entire staff cheered for him as he walked out.
There you go.
Then dropped dead crossing the street. Oh, you God. Know, if it's a 1% chance, don't tell me that.
Right.
Like, just lie and say 20% chance or say you're going to die. You're not
you're saying there's a chance.
I'm not saying you're terminal. I'm saying you have a 1% chance of surviving.
Mm-hmm. A couple in Michigan who both got the virus had to be hospitalized. The wife ended up on a ventilator for several weeks, and they couldn't visit each other at all. But they both beat it and had a pretty emotional reunion last week.
Okay, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn it, you're still alive?
There is a new world's oldest person to survive COVID-19. A 113-year-old woman in Spain recently recovered.
Spain.
Dang. She also beat the Spanish flu as a kid. People are beating
Oh, my. Wow, that is getting it done. 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0. Undefeated.
Bring me your plague, you sons of bitches.
This is a 100-year thing. When you're 113, you see it twice.
Her and the Dolphins.
A 60-year-old Army vet won a golf tournament, but that is impressive.
What is? I'll
tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.